Random House Audio presents The Greatest Comeback, How Richard Nixon Rose from Defeat to Create the New Majority, by Patrick J. Buchanan. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Introduction: The Resurrection of Richard Nixon. Barring a miracle, his political career ended last week. Time on Nixon, November 16th, 1962. "Buchanan, was that you throwing the eggs?" were the first words I heard from the 37th President of the United States. His limousine rolling up Pennsylvania Avenue after his inaugural had been showered with debris. As my future wife Shelley and I were entering the reviewing stand for the inaugural parade, the Secret Service directed us to step off the planks onto the muddy White House lawn. The president was right behind us. As he passed by, Richard Nixon looked over, grinned broadly, and made the crack about the eggs. It was a sign of the times in the hostile city in which he had taken up residence. He had won with 43% of the vote, a shift of 112,000 votes from Nixon to Vice President Humphrey in California. Would have left him with 261 electoral votes, 9 short, and thrown the election into a House of Representatives controlled by the Democratic Party. In the final 5 weeks, Humphrey had closed a 15-point gap and almost put himself into the history books alongside Truman, and Nixon alongside Dewey. But the question that puzzled friend and enemy alike that January morning in 1969 was, how did he get here? In the making of the...